The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Oh, fuck yeah. What is up, everyone? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 39. We're live on April 29th, 2018 from the beautiful Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus. Of course, all information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net, social media networks, all that shit, past episodes, how you find all the live streams. Every Sunday night, we do a two-hour show. The first hour of the show is streamed live on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. As we're doing right now, hello, everyone. Second hour, we do right after the first hour. They flow that way from 1 hour to the next. It's an amazing thing. I didn't come up with it. Someone else came up with it. I just use it to great effect. If you want to see the video for the second hour, you got to be a patron on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show, help support the show, and get the full two-hour show every week on video. If you want the audio, of course, it's all free, stonerjesus.net, both hours of audio. Go check us out there. And again, if you want to check out the live stream, hello, everyone. You'll see you there. You're there. We're here. Every Sunday night at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. A lot of shit going on tonight. Antichrist update, monkey selfie, bathtub Cheetos, an interview with libertarian activist and writer Bryce Jackson, Bryce Jackson CVT, on the Twitter. Also, the Cry Closet. We're going to get into Cosby, all kinds of shit about Cosby. Old Cosby bits that we did. As a matter of fact, hour two, you're going to get, of course, free on audio. Hour 2 of the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 39. But if you want the video and to see all the Cosby videos we have and hear the bits, the Cosby bits, most of Hour 2 is going to be Cosby's. That's a lot of Cosby. Will it be Cosby deep in you? I don't know. I don't want to say anything like that. That seems offensive. That seems like I get in trouble. If I say that we're going to force so much Cosby on you, just, and I mean, you may not even know it. You may feel like you're in like a drug state from so much Cosby being forced upon you. But the second hour, oh, it's the Cosby Force Hour. That's why I decided to name it. The Cosby Force Hour is hour two, but hour one is right now. Like I said, we got all kinds of shit coming up. I'm talking about some weird stories here in a minute. Nothing new from St. Peter, no voicemails, any of that. So it's a free week. And just having St. Peter. I know St. Peter's going to be here soon, and there's going to be problems, and I don't want to get into all that. I don't want to have it all here, but for now, he's not here. No voicemails, no nothing, no input in this show whatsoever, except for the occasional, odd bit that we'll throw in from yesteryear. Again, all kinds of shit going up. I'm at StonerJesus420 on Twitter, as you know. All our social media networks are linked to StonerJesus.net. Again, the Antichrist update coming up in the next segment. If you don't know what the Antichrist update is, big news in the world of the Antichrist. This week, we'll bring it all to you. And again, if you don't know what it is, oh man, this is important shit. This is really important shit. I know you think that Candy Crush or Pokemon Go or whatever the fuck you're playing, Angry Birds, on your iPhone or your iPad or your E-pad or your O-phone or your O-ring, none of that is as important as the Antichrist, who it is, what they're up to, and what you need to do about it. I've been talking about this for like 5 fucking years now. 5 fucking years about the Antichrist, and no one seems to care. Literally no one seems to care at all. It's very It's very disconcerting. It's very frustrating that no one seems to care about the Antichrist. That's fine, though. That's fine. We got other stuff to talk about as well. As I said, my interview with Bryce Jackson coming up towards the end of hour one. So let's get right into it. Some odd news. Let's watch. This is why you need the video, because you watch me definitely change the graphic. Oh, so sweet. So sweet. The graphics work is top notch. Second to none. No one does graphics work better than me. You saw that. One disappeared and the other one came up. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I've got this shit perfected. I'm done. I've perfected the art of video broadcasting. You heard me a minute ago say bathtub Cheetos. You're standing staring at Jesus. What the fuck is bathtub Cheetos? Bam. There's bathtub Cheetos. Homeowner finds naked intruder in her bathtub eating Cheetos. A Louisiana woman is facing burglary charges after she allegedly broke into a home and had a snack in the bathtub. There she is right there. Don't you want to come home to that? Don't you want to come home and see that eating Cheetos in your bathtub? Officers discovered Evelyn Washington, age 29. Wow. She's 29. Holy shit. You know, I read this story earlier this week and I thought, oh, that's interesting. Bathtub Cheetos. But I did not register that this story said that she was 29 years old while looking at that picture as I am right now. Holy shit. Holy shit. She's 29. That is, I mean, I guess you can't make too much fun of her. Well, you can, but she's obviously had a rough life. I mean, holy shit. That's 29. God damn. The victim in the case, my whole train of thoughts derailed because of that. The realization in the middle of this show, says she arrived home at around 5 p.m. Tuesday and saw an unknown woman, later identified as Washington, naked in her bathtub eating Cheetos. And they got to talking, and the woman in the bathtub was like, hey, I'm 29. The victim was like, what, bitch? You're what? 29 what? Pesos? It's not years old. Watched him, told the victim, an unknown man told her to break in. Officers located a broken window on the east side of the home with a tall ice chest under the windowsill. The bathtub was still full of water and a plate of food, including half-eaten Cheetos. The breakfast of crazy old-looking breaking broads sitting on the toilet seat next to the tub. That's where I enjoy my Cheetos. Near the toilet. That's where I enjoy all my food. As close to the toilet as possible. Both the suspect and the victim said they didn't know each other. And Washington was booked on charges of simple burglary and simple criminal damage to property and simply looking way fucking older than she actually is. Wow. Wow. It's disconcerting. Lost all faith in humanity. But I guess a rough life is something that leads you to do something like break into someone's house, run a bath for yourself, get nice and cozy with a bag of Cheetos and some other food, I guess, and, you know, just chill. Just chill. It's good. Spanish woman looks more like Donald Trump than the Donald himself. It's from HuffingtonPost.com. Some stupid video about the chicken double. I hate the Huffington Post auto videos. Your 2-year-old video that's kind of sort of related to the story I'm talking about is unwelcome. They say everyone has a twin, and for Donald Trump, that person may be a woman and rules Spain. Dolores Lace Antelo has lived with her husband on a farm in Cabana de Bergantinos for 40 years. Although she doesn't have a computer or a phone, Antelo has achieved viral fame since she was photographed by journalist Paula Vasquez. Antelo posed with a hoe in hand. Insert your own hoe joke there. For an article about how farmers were adjusting to recent storms, Loris was going to a farm to pick some cabbage. Vasquez told the Spanish language publication Faro del Vigo. So I talked with her for a while a girlfriend was taking pictures of her. And I took the opportunity to take another photo with my cell phone. Vasquez liked how the photo came out and posted it on Instagram, though she didn't notice Antelo's resemblance to the leader of the free world. There she is, Donald J. Trump in the field of rule Spain. this is the level we're at here now. Some old woman in Spain kind of looks like Donald Trump. It was a big story. It's a big viral story. The photo on Instagram was favorited more than 8,000 times and retweeted 4,700 times, which is pretty good. Considering this is a woman in a field holding a hoe. Hoe holding, as we like to say. So far, the president hasn't tweeted about his doppelganger. But Vasquez, that would be funny. I'll admit, that would be funny if he did. But Vasquez told Faro de Vigo that Antillo is charmed to discover she looks like Trump. What's that mean? Charmed? Is that a reaction to something like that? I don't know. It's unknown. I'm stumped at the end of that story. Holy shit. Stern G Show Live, Chapter 1, Verse 39. We are doing odd news. Now, the saga of the monkey selfie. Do you know about the saga of the monkey selfie? What the fuck are you doing? Something stupid, like taking care of your kids, spending time with your family, and going to work and making a living? Fuck you! With your dumb pastimes and dumb hobbies. We're talking monkey motherfucking selfie. Bitch, hit it!
It turns out PETA was wrong about this picture. On Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously decided that animals can't sue for copyright.
Hold on. I gotta go back. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals? Is that like a fucking stash house?
Wrong about this picture. On Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously decided that animals can't sue for copyright. Their ruling comes from a case involving a crested macaque, a photographer, and PETA. Back in 2011, British nature photographer David Slater purportedly discovered that a monkey had taken photos of itself with an unattended camera. Slater displayed the photos, eventually leading PETA to sue him on the monkey's behalf. The group argued that the copyright belonged to the animal. Slater and PETA eventually settled the case, but the court decided to rule on it anyway, maybe just to make a point. One judge went as far as to calling the case frivolous. And because we agree, we thought we'd leave the photo up for an obnoxiously long time. But tell us what you think about the ruling in the comments, and make sure you check out Raider Red's YouTube channel for more videos. I'm Amanda Mertz.
Now, I'm not going to do any of that, but I will point out that the monkey is clearly black. He's black. He's very black. I have a feeling that if this was a honky monkey, you know, one of the classic red-breasted honky monkeys, he would have gotten the case. He would have won the case. Or PETA would have won the case on his behalf. He would have got copyright fucking ownership of that dope-ass picture he took of himself with a camera. This is what PETA's up to. This is their thing. That's what they're doing. PETA suing on behalf of a monkey because he took a selfie, and then what were they going to do? What if they would have won? What if they would have won the case? They're going to build him a dope pad where he is, you know, buying bananas. What the fuck are they going to do with that money? I know what they're going to do with that money. They're going to fucking keep it. They said they would pat themselves on the back and say, we did something great for this monkey, and we got the money. Yay us. We're the best. We're the best. We're PETA. Coming up, Antichrist update. Like I said, it's very important. Now, sometimes I joke around and say things are important. They're not really important. But when I say this is important, I'm very fucking serious. This is seriously fucking important. That's how you know that it's seriously fucking important, because I just told you, motherfucker. Damn. Seriously fucking important. Oh, you see that graphic change? Bam. What the shit? I'm a professional broadcaster. You have no idea. Anyway, like I said, coming up, Antichrist update. After that, Bryce Jackson, interview with libertarian author and activist and writer Bryce Jackson. Bryce Jackson CVT on Twitter. And of course, second hour will be Cosby Hour. We'll talk about the Cosby case. We'll play old Cosby bits. The second hour is going to be the Cosby Force Hour. We're going to force so much Cosby onto you that it may seem like you're drugged from all the Cosby being forced on you. All that's coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 1, Verse 39, April 29th, 2018. We'll be back, hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 1, Verse 39. We're streaming Hour 1 live on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. Welcome to everyone watching and listening on there. We do it every Sunday night. Get all information on the show, past episodes, all the audio for free, both hours of audio for free, StonerJesus.net. Of course, if you want the... Whoops, I almost played that too early. I almost shot my wad early on the Antichrist update. Got to calm down. Everybody needs to settle. Settle down their shit. Anyway, full 2 hours on video. Become a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Now, those of you who may not know about the Antichrist, and the Antichrist update, I guess it was like 4 or 5 years ago. I forget how long it's been now since I identified the Antichrist in utero before she was even born. That's right. The Antichrist is a female. Before she was even born, I identified the Antichrist for the past 4 or 5 years, however long it's been. The Antichrist Command Center, we have been tracking all the intelligence, all the information about the Antichrist, keeping tabs, building alliances, training armies, getting ready. We have the stone squirrels from Canada. We have the stone rabbits from the United States who are dangerous to humans because they have lost their fear of humans. That we hopefully we were going to have some alliances early on. It kind of looked like maybe Taylor Swift was going to be allied with us. That didn't happen. Then maybe They're like, well, maybe Beyonce, would be allied with us. But these haven't panned out. I'm afraid, as foretold in the scriptures long ago, I will be left alone. Or whatever the scriptures say. There's the rapture and that shit. It's probably after the rapture, but before the Antichrist. You read. As foretold in the scriptures long ago, an Antichrist would rise, an Antichrist with which I would have to do battle for the kingdom of heaven. That's what I'm fucking talking about. That's what we're going to do. This is the rah-rah speech. The Antichrist update. But first, the Antichrist, I guess, theme song? I don't know. The thing we play before the Antichrist update. Around the same time,
she fell in love with him. I was going to kiss you and put up. She knew I was eventually going to ask her to marry me. I just had to get that ring right.
When I came back from the hospital, the first thing I did was go look at my vag in the mirror.
No. Anyway, there it is. Whenever I do anything, the first thing I do when I get home is go and check my vag in the mirror. Because if your vag ain't looking good, then you're not feeling right. You're not feeling tight. You're not feeling ready to go out. You're not feeling ready to do anything. If the vag isn't on point, you're not ready to do anything. So that's the first thing I do. So make sure vag, got that vag together. Now, of course, the Antichrist, without further ado, is none other than Little Northwest, a.k.a. Kim Ye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Northwest, the Antichrist. Don't let the looks fool you. Don't let the little cute little facade she puts on. Her and her family are the Antichrist. Now, a lot of news on that front this week. Obviously, Kanye has a new project coming out, so he started tweeting and pissing people off and saying he loves Trump and showed his MAGA hat. Let's cut to the video. Bam, just like that. Amazing fucking graphic work. Stories from ABC11.com, although the story is everywhere. Oh, Yeezus, Trump and Kanye West trade Twitter love. Kanye tweeted out that his MAGA hat was signed with a bunch of fire emojis, many, many upon many fire emojis. And, of course, the signed hat. Donald J. Trump liked that. He said, thank you, Kanye. Very cool, exclamation point. And what you may be thinking is, you know, well, Stern Jesus, what does it have to do with the Antichrist? Well, Kanye is the father of the Antichrist. Obviously, he's trying to build a very powerful alliance with the President of the United States in order to thwart my ambitions and to claim the kingdom of heaven and the throne for the Antichrist, Little Kim Ye Jr., a.k.a. Northwest. And her little siblings, of course, Saint West, a.k.a. Fredo, and Chicago West, who I haven't got a nickname yet for Chicago West. Sonny, I don't know. I'm running out of Godfather references. I have to move on to another movie to steal from. So that's obviously what Kanye's doing. You know, he's tweeting out about, you know, free thinking, which is great. Like, he's trying to lull me into, like, a false sense of security. Like, he's this freedom-loving person instead of the father of the Antichrist. Kanye said, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. Another clue. Another intelligence clue about the coming battle. They will have access to some sort of dragon energy. Kanye continued. He is my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals. And we have the right to independent thought. Of course, you know, all joking aside is what I agree with that as well. And there again is his MAGA hat signed by Trump. And that'd be worth a lot of money. Kanye West, Make America Great Again hat signed by Donald Trump. No idea. Of course, the ever-present fire emojis. I don't use nearly enough fire emojis. I don't use nearly enough emojis at all in my tweets. I think I'm losing some. So anyway, I don't know what Kanye's up to other than selling his album or whatever he's got coming up. I forget. I guess it's an album. I don't know. Selling that, but also building alliances. Alliances that can be very dangerous to someone like myself in the battle against the Antichrist. I need an alliance. Like I said, with Taylor Swift, Beyonce, whoever. Someone at that level. Anyway, West tweeted out later, he said, my wife just called me and she wanted me to make this clear to everyone. I don't agree with everything Trump does. I don't agree with 100% with anyone but myself. And then he pissed the other side off. He went back to pissing off conservatives. Last night, I guess it was, he tweeted out a tweet of Emma Gonzalez, the little bald-headed chick from the Parkland shooting thing that happened in Florida, who basically just says she parrots, you know, stupid bullshit. You ban all the guns and that makes the problem go away, which is fucking asinine, but, you know, everybody pretends that she's some sort of oracle of wisdom. It's like a little douchebag, David Hogg. So anyway, Kanye West tweeted out that he said, my hero, Emma Gonzalez. I don't know what she's done that's heroic. She read some speeches that some adults wrote for her and paired some things that adults told her to say, and that she may or may not believe herself. It really doesn't matter. That's his hero. And then she tweeted out her hero is the James Shaw, the guy who saved the people at the Waffle House, which I actually agree much more with. That guy is a hero. You tackle someone with a gun, and you have no gun, and you've prevented other people from getting killed. That is a hero. Which is weird. I don't think she's a hero, but I agree with her pick for a hero. It's all very confusing. I'm trying to keep track of all of it. I don't have much help here at the Antichrist Command Center. It's not. We have a lot of help. We have a big budget. Imagine that. Not a very big budget for what we got going on here. It's a shame. Anyway, that's the Antichrist update. This is very important information. Will they align with Trump? Those are the forces I have to go against with fucking stone squirrels and stone bunnies. I tell you, it's not looking good for our hero in the story. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 39. The live stream continues on Twitter and on Periscope every Sunday night at Stoner Jesus 420. Of course, hour 2 will be Cosby Force Hour. Bunch of stuff about the Cosby case, Bill Cosby, that is, and some old bits we did about Bill Cosby and all this with St. Peter. That's all coming up in the second hour. The only way to get the video for the second hour is to become a patron on Patreon.com. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Coming up after this break, I have my interview that I did earlier this week with Bryce Jackson. He's a libertarian activist and writer. We talked about weed, Trump, Kanye, writing, libertarianism, Austin Peterson, just all kinds of shit. All that's coming up. My interview with Bryce Jackson, writer and activist, on the libertarian spectrum of things. Every once in a while, I like to get, you know, some libertarian politics injected into this, some things you want to think about, maybe look at an issue a different way. However you want to think about it, that is what we're doing. So that interview's coming up. Bryce Jackson, CVT, on Twitter, if you want to check that out. And of course, for more information on the show, stonerjesus.net is where you want to go. Past episodes, our sponsor banners, all that stuff. The Stoner Bible's on there, Twitter Stoner Hall of Fame, all kinds of stuff goes down at stonerjesus.net. All of our social media is linked on there, at least all the important social media accounts are linked on there as well. So go check it out. Share with your homies and your hoes and your friends and your, you know, just everybody. Share, just scream at people. I've often advocated for screaming at the people on the streets. Find them, scream at them, stonerjesus.net. Maybe that will be enough for them to be like, whoa, that's crazy. I'm going to go check that out. And they should. They should definitely go check that out. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 39. My interview with Bryce Jackson coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations,
tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. On Skype, we have Bryce Jackson from LibertarianVindicator.com, Bryce Jackson, CVT, on the Twitter. Bryce, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Obviously, most people that I've come into contact with are libertarians. They've come into it from a different part of the political spectrum. Few people are, you know, brought up in libertarianism or whatever it is. Does that describe you? Did you start when you were younger on a different part of the spectrum and then move into libertarianism, or is it always something that you've kind of felt?
Well, I mean, I've always been everyone considers himself a free thinker. I'm sure Karl Marx thought he was a free thinker. Just like every writer thinks they're the best writer, myself included.
Absolutely.
I did come in from a different side, and I came in from the left, which is not normally where you would find an American coming into libertarianism from, but it's not unheard of. Thomas Sowell was a full-fledged Marxist.
Yeah.
I've heard Eric July say that he was a leftist at one point in his life, and he's now as ardent an anarcho-capitalist as you can get. So, I've always questioned everything. My philosophy has always been ask why until you can't ask it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I started, I came from, I guess it would be described as the right. I was, if you can imagine, a 12-year-old Rush Limbaugh listener who is lecturing you about your politics. That was me at one point. I was a big, you know, W. Bush supporter and all that. I was a neocon, basically. And the way that the course of the Iraq War really brought me, you know, further into libertarianism. You know, I discovered Ron Paul, like, I think through MySpace in, like, 2007. And I just realized that was a lot of the stuff that I thought in the war shit. You know, I saw what was happening in Iraq, and it just, you know, I was one of those America, you know, go, go, go. You know, we're bringing freedom and democracy to the region and all that crap. And obviously it's not gone that way. But it's always interesting to hear how people come to libertarianism, because, like I said, unfortunately, very few people were brought up there. They start with a base of, you know, liberal, conservative, you know, the kind of like tight little labeling that, that a lot of people were involved in. But that's not the reason I like having people like libertarians, especially, who are involved in politics and activism on the show, because mostly we do comedy and weed shit here, of course. But like to get people to think about things in other ways, because it's so easy on, you know, social media and online to get locked in your little echo chamber and never get loose. You write for LibertarianVindicator.com. What's some of the stuff that you cover over there?
I tend to be the guy that is, I cover culture. I generally do it from a opinion-based standpoint. I don't feign objective journalism at all. my number one influence in writing was Hunter S. Thompson, who believed that objective journalism was a myth anyway, and it was not even worth trying. Just don't bother. And I think in today's culture, we can actually see that maybe Thompson was right. The more people even attempt to be objective, the more it just becomes blatantly obvious they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can name anyone: Fox, CNN, fake news, this news, that news. It's a business. I started as a television producer in Barrie, Vermont, for Central Vermont Television. And yeah, it's a business. That's what it is. And if what you're peddling is getting the advertisers, they're going to continue peddling it. So maybe we should just stop, you know, with the airs and just admit we're all biased.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people spend a lot of time with the their persona and what they, you know, what they build up. And a lot of people seem to not realize or seem to forget that, you know, our perceptions color everything we do, and there's really no getting around that. And the sooner you accept it, the sooner you're, you know, you can be honest with people and transparent with people. Speaking of personas, obviously Donald Trump has been president for a little over a year now. What are your impressions, like your major impressions of him over the first, you know, 15 or 16 months or whatever it's been?
I'll be the first to admit I might have been a little trollish at first with some of his supporters for nothing other than my own entertainment. just hitting them with facts, namely on economics, yeah. Which says a lot. I am not an economist. If you read my work, you will see I usually only skim over what I can find for economics online, basically comparing, you know, like how subsidies work or how they don't work. I'm not that guy. I will say this much. I think I know more about economics than Donald Trump does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we are now sitting in the world where the Korean War is over.
It's true.
And no other president did that. Now, I don't agree with everything he did to get us there, being the whole, you know, ooh, look at my muscles. Ah. I think we could have been less abrasive. But at press time, if it means peace in the Korean Peninsula, hopefully more resources for the North Korean people. You know what? I'm going to chalk it up as a win for everyone, and I'll give Trump a quick pat on the back before I go right back to opposing what I'll always oppose, which is anything that grows government, anything that takes from the taxpayer to fund something that could be privately funded, which at press time, I'm in firm belief most things could be privately funded, probably more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. So I said this a couple weeks ago on the show, too, Trump strikes me as someone of obviously of extremes. He has some extreme strengths that has got him to where he is against pretty much what everybody thought was going to happen. And obviously he has many extreme flaws that creep up on a daily basis, usually on Twitter. Do you think, looking into the future, you think Trump is an anomaly and we're going to go back to, you know, the plain old run of the mill politicians that we've always had? Or is this something that's going to start, that's opened up the floodgates for just all manner of, you know, celebrity and whoever else getting involved in government and trying to make policy?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing from Kanye, by the way, I keep looking back at my dog. That's
fine.
Kanye West and what's been going on there, just a prime example that, first off, American conservatism is changing entirely. Yeah. And what the very definition of it is going to be very different from what it's been classically. And I think that's part of the leftist meltdown right now, just to sidetrack for a quick sec. I think it's that they've held on so long to the talking points of the Republicans are racist, the Republicans are homophobic. And now we see a shift coming in the form of conservatives like Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro, who are not so big on the social stuff that the leftists have basically clung to as their, hey, look at us, we're better. And that's really changing it, because you see they're still using that argument, but it's not going over the same as it did 10 or 15 years ago. Yes, we're having people melt down, but more and more people I talk to, they now see the Democratic Party for what it is, which is a party of broken promises. And do I say BS or am I allowed?
Oh, you can cuss. No, we're uncensored.
Okay, yeah, through the bullshit.
Yeah.
So I think in my lifetime, unless I die sometime soon, I think we will see the end of the Democratic Party and hopefully replaced with the Libertarian Party. If the Libertarian Party is now considered the new leftist party, I'll be tickled pink.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. It's easy to see that this is definitely a shift. I mean, people could see it before 2016 that things were shifting, but if anything really, really brought it home is the fact that Donald Trump's president of the United States, which is still seems like a weird thing to say. I mean, you know, we all grew up with this dude and all the weird shit he does and his weird hair and flying off the handle. But now he's in the White House and he's pretty much that guy. He's the same guy. He's going on Twitter, going off and, you know.
But didn't we see it coming before this? I mean, we had Jesse Ventura become the governor of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
we had Arnold Schwarzenegger become the governor of California. That was a huge surprise. And by the way, I wish we could change some of the Constitution, because I think Schwarzenegger would actually make a pretty damn good president.
Yeah.
My own personal opinion. I think he did a lot for California. And I think he's he's one of those newer Republicans that actually does want to shift the Republican Party more to, I don't think he's a libertarian by any means. If anything, he's more of a moderate centrist, but I'm not against allying with people like that. I'm not against allying with anybody. If me and Bernie Sanders agree on one issue, I'll ally with Bernie Sanders for one issue. I'll go right back to telling him that his economics are shit, but something tells me that if he's read my work, he probably already knows how I feel.
That's a good segue, actually. Speaking of one of the very few issues I agree with Bernie Sanders on is the war on drugs and marijuana legalization. What's your thoughts on, especially, I don't know how much you follow marijuana legalization and all that, but what's gone on the last 5 years? You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I live in Vermont, so I hope that answers your question right there as to how I feel about weed. If that doesn't answer your question, as soon as I got done mucking my yard and doing my chores this morning, I roasted a big fat bowl because it's my day off. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. We shouldn't be making anything illegal as far as what we want to put in our body.
Yeah.
That goes right up there with, if you're an adult and you want to eat a Tide Pod, have at it, bro. I mean, I don't think you're going to like how it turns out, but I'm not your mama, so man. I don't care. Every time I see these well-intentioned restrictions that come into play, I always see another person stomping their feet saying, how dare you tell me what to do? And it's why I always shoot down these ideas of, oh, look how things go in Norway. Look how things go in Australia. We're not Norway or Australia. We're the United States of America. And in the United States of America, when you tell someone they can't do something, they flip the fuck out.
Yep.
Someone in Norway hears from the local magistrate or whatever their hierarchy. I don't know much about Norse. Norse, is that the word?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know much about their system. So, yeah, if you tell a Norseman, I feel like we're talking about Vikings now. Anyway,
so I was going to say, I think it may be a Viking term, but it's close enough. Norway peoples.
Yeah. Anyway, if you tell them you can't have this, they just kind of go, all right. And that even happens with the left here in America. Once you tell them they can't do something, they flip out the same as a conservative would.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just funny when either one of those sides then wants to restrict people. Which, I mean, it's certainly an equal thing. It's just right now the left is being much more vocal and much more upfront about it. That's not meant to sound like a compliment that they're being upfront about wanting to steal people's money. Just want to clarify that.
Yeah, it's nothing but a weird thing. And obviously, you know, I mean, I've said this many times before, legalization is far superior to prohibition. But the fact that the government made this illegal, made marijuana illegal, and now we're in the position of basically having to, like, one inch at a time get back rights that shouldn't have been taken in the first place. I've said a million times, many other people have, if you're not infringing on the rights of anyone, you're not committing a crime. You're doing nothing wrong. And we're now in the position of, you know, well, give us a little bit of our freedom back, please, you know, maybe tax it at 20, 30, 50%, have many regular restrictions, when the stores can be open, how much people can buy, all this other stuff. And we're all going to basically in the end settle for that when it should be much more, but we have to compare it to prohibition, which sucked. And we have to basically settle for the fact that the government gave us back a little bit of freedom when it comes to marijuana. And that's going to be good enough, but it's not good enough for me. And I know that it's never going to be good enough for me. And it's really, it's definitely a frustrating part about legalization with all the good that's coming about.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And actually that's one thing I like about the way Vermont has legalized it is, I don't fully like it because we didn't legalize sale. We only legalized possession and growing. and consumption. Although there is a nifty idea how to get around that, the sale thing, and we'll get into that in just a second. But basically, this is the closest thing to a free market approach to legalization that we've seen in this country so far. And the fact that it was passed by our legislature, which I also have kind of iffy thoughts on. I guess it's better than a voter referendum, but only in the classical liberal versus ANCAP sense of looking at it. Because the way I describe myself is I'm a theoretical Rothbardian and a pragmatic classical liberal. The first one refers to my overall beliefs. The second one refers to how I vote. I currently recognize that right now I have to operate in a system where I have to vote, which could be seen as force. So, yeah. And we do have to vote. It's stupid not to. Once we've reduced the government down to like 25% of what it once was, then we can argue about, you know, classical liberalism and anarcho-capitalism and minarchism and all that stuff. Right now, we should just be all allies, yeah. Whether you're with the LP or the Republican Liberty Party. But anyway, so back to legalization. I'm really excited to see what Vermont's going to do and just see how it goes here. And as far as being able to sell it and not get put in jail, because that's obviously the goal.
Yeah.
As someone who's been to jail before, it's not fun. The way we could do it, and the idea that's been proposed, is to do a gifting system. Like, I'm gifting you this slice of weed. Oh, you're gifting me $50? How wonderful. But as someone, just to end this, as someone who's grown up in an agricultural state, I already have enough qualms with the agriculture subsidy, which I actually just wrote a really great piece on Austin Peterson and Claire McCaskill and her approach to agriculture in Missouri versus his. He actually shared it on social media, which was good because I've also been critical of Austin before. And so I don't always get the love from him that I would prefer.
Yeah, I actually wrote for the Libertarian Republic for a little while, probably almost a year. I wrote articles for them.
Huh. I sent them a resume and never heard back. So
they've gone through some editorial changes, especially over the last couple of years. It was back when
I'm not mad. I'm not talking shit.
Yeah. It was a couple of years ago when obviously, you know, they just do it for like the clicks or whatever, but it was good exposure. And, you know, Austin's an interesting guy. He's and what he's doing in Missouri is pretty interesting. He's definitely adept at getting his name in the news and getting to say what he wants to say in front of people, you know, with the machine gun giveaway got him a lot, and or the machine gun should be legal thing, the AR-15 giveaway.
He's a marketing guru, genius. I've got nothing but respect for the guy. My only real criticisms have been when he cozies up too close to Trump, because I don't want him to get the wrong idea that his base of power will ever come from the MAGA base, the MAGA movement. His base of power, where he has always drawn the most influence from, has been the people that, one, want to see a change in the Libertarian Party, and that's me too, and a change that's not necessarily anarchist and not necessarily pragmatist, but something that effectively implements real libertarian policies into working government in the here and now.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that Austin is very concerned with. And I saw a brief period where he was really, really kissing up to Trump and the MAGA movement. And I called him on it. And I can safely say it was one of my least successful articles.
Well, Bryce, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Before we let you go, where can people find your writing? Where can they find you online, social media, all that stuff?
The thing on the screen right here, that's my Twitter. And if you type it into Facebook, it would take you to my personal account. I'm no longer taking friend requests from strangers on my personal account because it's gotten weird. Not always in the bad way. I've learned that there's some really interesting, I guess for lack of a better term, libertarian groupies. And I certainly do. I do love a pretty woman, but yeah, there's just been some others that have been weird. So I've deleted them, and others I've kept, and they've been great. But so if you want to find me on Facebook, you'd find me at Bryce Jackson blog. That's my public page. And you'll find I did have my own personal blog that had my non-political writing, but I took it down because when I first decided to become a writer, I hadn't done it in years. I basically spent the last 10 years being a blue collar worker, coming home and getting drunk every day. And I only did it because I just knew I wanted to do something different with my life. And I was watching Californication drunk, wasted. And I was like, good God, this guy's got a good job. All he does is write words, get drunk. I wonder if I could do that. Turns out I can. So now I'm working on doing that. I'm trying to now get published with like the big named ones. I sent something into Reason recently. I don't expect my first submission to get published. I know I'll probably work at that for a while. I want to get published in High Times. I want to get published in Rolling Stone. Yeah, so just type in Bryce Jackson libertarian or Bryce Jackson writer into Google and you should see a pretty decent cross section of my stuff. I've had some stuff on the Daily Liberator. I had one article through some college blog called the Free Mind Media. I just don't want to forget anyone. I was recently on Sarcasm and Liberty's live stream podcast. So, yeah, I'm trying to be as everywhere as I can just to spread a message of pragmatic, responsible libertarianism that acknowledges that we sometimes have to compromise, but that compromise can never be a step backwards. And I stole that from T.J. Eckert, just so we're clear. I don't want T.J. to see this and then think that I'm passing it off as originality. He said that to me, and it was brilliant. So I'm giving him full credit.
Awesome. Bryce Jackson, thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bryce Jackson, Bryce Jackson CVT on Twitter.